In Liberia, more than 1,500 people have died of Ebola, but dozens have survived. Healthcare workers say over and over again, if you get medical help early enough, you stand a better chance of recovery. The virus first hit Liberia in March in Lofa County in the far north when a traveler crossed the border from neighboring Guinea. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has been speaking to Ebola survivors in northern Liberia.
Get ready for your final three.
A few brick buildings stand to the right of a cluster of large tents and the high-risk isolation unit that make up Doctors Without Borders Ebola Center in the northern town of Foya. While health workers busy themselves caring for the patients on one side, with all the stress, hard work, death and sorrow that entails, there's an oasis of joy and relief on the other side. That's where Ebola survivors congregate. These former patients who've recovered from the virus lift the collective spirits of the unit. 39-year-old former teacher Harrison Sakila can't stop smiling.
I have to smile. I'm the first survivor for the case management center here from Iburia. I'm very fine, even though I've lost 7 persons.
7 members of your own family?
Yes. My father, my mother, my sister, my niece, my big brother, and my niece's daughter. But right now, I'm alive. I'm very, very, very happy. You see me smiling. Nothing but smiling because of happiness. I'm alive.
Harrison Sakila and other survivors gather together in their own little center beyond the pop-up tents. Several are helping Doctors Without Borders, looking after orphan children and performing other tasks. That's the case of 21-year-old Bendu Bole. With a sleeping infant tied to her back, she tells NPR the person she loved most, her big sister, who raised her as a child after their mother died, has now died of Ebola. Bole says as a survivor, that's hard to live with.
I just this small, my mother died.
She was a sister who gave me courage. And even in the Ebola treatment center, she was still there for me as a mother. She was encouraging me to eat well, take my drugs, drink a lot of water, but I learned that she was not doing what she was encouraging me to do. So when I heard that she died, I felt very bad. Because now I am a survivor, I am out of the Ebola center, but I don't have anybody else to look up to as a mother.
But Bole says she's finding a way to give back for her own survival, looking after Mama Yakane, the 15-month-old baby girl strapped to her back. Bole never met the infant's mother, who died of the virus, she says. And she adds that the baby's grandmother was being cared for in the isolation unit.
I'm taking care of baby because...
That's the reason I'm still at the Ebola treatment center, volunteering to take care of this baby. The grandmother tested positive, but the baby tested negative. So Doctors Without Borders were looking for somebody to volunteer to take care of the baby.
An hour and a half's drive away in Bakedu, a dusty village that has been badly hit by the Ebola outbreak, two 18-year-old friends, Ali Umano and Musa Bayo, still look slightly overwhelmed and timid. They too are survivors, recently discharged from the Foya Ebola unit. Ali Umano shares something in common with Bendu Bole. Mano also took care of the baby after recovering from the virus, a 3-month-old infant whose mother died of Ebola.
I told the woman that you give me the child, I'll take care of the child. I said, give me the child, I will care for the child. So that was how they handed the child over to me.
You feel that you love that little boy?
Yes. I wonder for the child.
I thought I would have stayed there for the child, but I have to leave the baby there because my parents were worried they needed me back home. I feel so attached to the child. That's why I smile when he asks me the question.
And he smiles again, shyly, saying he's following up on baby Elijah's progress. With moist eyes, Musa Bayo stands listening to his friend. Bayo is quietly emotional as he shares his own story of survival and slow psychological recovery from Ebola. After his older brother, who was his main benefactor, became sick and died of the virus.
I don't know to say I was going to survive.
I never thought I was going to survive. I thought I was actually going to die.
What was running through your mind?
I was thinking I was coming here. Coming
I was thinking on coming back home to Pakedu. So I put a lot of strength in myself to take my medicine and drink a lot of water because I actually wanted to come back home to Pakedu.
These Liberian survivors are still grieving, mourning the loss of family members to Ebola. But each says he or she has lived through a nightmare and is now determined to live life to the full. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News.